साइड ए।
ये नंबर के लिए
दवानी डेटेड 26/6/72 इन द रजिस्टर नंबर 6 वॉज इन प्रोग्रेस। The topic being discussed was he gives the mantra through the mouth. Then he certainly has to come into the corporeal. Through whose mouth? Shiv Baba gives the mantra through the mouth of Brahma. Otherwise, how will he give the mantra? He says, I give you this great mantra cycle after cycle. Remember only me. What is the great mantra? Me alone, not anybody else. Me alone. Does it mean remember one point? Does it mean remember me one point? Don't remember the 5 to 6 billion points? How will you know which point you have to remember? There are many points. Which point should you remember? And all the point-like souls are alike. Is there any difference in the shape, the form of the soul? The point of the Supreme Soul is the same as the point of the soul. So, which point should you remember?
Naam ekam. Mujhe kaun si ek bindu ko yaad karu?
Me alone. Which single point should you remember as me?
Kaise pata chale?
How will you know?
To zarur. Wo vyakt tan mein aata hai.
So, he certainly comes in some corporeal body.
Act karta hai. To pata chalta hai.
He performs actions. Then it is known that this one is special. In what way is he special? The other souls just become pure from impure. Moreover, number wise, that is, at a level according to their capacity. But the Supreme Soul, what is he? Ever pure. Therefore, how can you come to know that he is ever pure? When all the point-like souls are alike, how can the ever pure be recognized? Certainly, there is some act. Through that very act, the ever pure and the ever impure can be recognized. So, through whom does he give even the great mantra?
Brahma ke mukh dwara dete hai, aur sakar mein aakar ke dete.
He gives it through the mouth of Brahma, and he gives it by coming into the corporeal.
Kaise?
He says, I give you this great mantra cycle after cycle. What? Me alone. Remember me alone. Why does he give it only through the mouth of Brahma? Is there something special about the mouth of Brahma? Is there some golden skin attached to it? Is there something special? Are, everyone's body is made up of 5 elements. So it is for Brahma as well. Some are fair, some are dark, some are something else.
तो ऊपर की बात तो हो गई.
This is a question about external appearance.
ब्रह्मा के मुख में क्या खास बात?
What is special in the mouth of Brahma?
ब्रह्मा के मुख द्वारा ये क्यों आकर के देते?
Why does he come and give it through the mouth of Brahma alone?
नाम रख दिया ब्रह्म.
The name has been given, Brahma, the senior mother.
जैसे कि आज की दुनिया में छोटी अम्मा और बड़ी अम्मा.
Anyway, in today's world, there is a junior mother and a senior mother.
चरित्र के आधार पे अच्छी कौन मानी जाती है?
Which one is considered to be good on the basis of her character?
पुरानी बूढ़ी माताएं.
Is it the old elderly mothers or the new mothers?
कितने पुरानी होंगी? उनमें purity जरूर ज्यादा.
Certainly, the older they are, the more purity they have.
तो नाम रखा ब्रह्मा माने बड़ी माँ.
So, the name Brahma, meaning the senior mother, was given.
तो जरूर उनमें माँ में कम याद करने की purity की power जरूर उसमें ज्यादा है.
So, she certainly has more power of purity to remember me alone.
एक मन, मेरा तो एक, दूसरा न कोई.
What does alone mean? Just one is mine and no one else.
एक जन्म की बात नहीं है, कुल टोटल जन्मों का हिसाब देखा जाता है.
It is not a question of just one birth. The account of the total of the births is checked.
टोटल जन्मों के हिसाब से ही परमात्मा को फिर आधार भी लेना पड़ता.
बेस्ड ओनली ऑन द अकाउंट ऑफ द टोटल ऑफ द बर्थ द सुप्रीम सोल हैज टू टेक द सपोर्ट ऑफ द बॉडी एज वेल.
सर्वदेह के धर्म को क्या देह और देह के सभी धर्मों को भूलो.
रिनाउंसिंग ऑल द बॉडीली रिलीजियंस. Forget the body and all the bodily religions.
अपन को शरीर समझने से शरीर के संबंध वाचा से याद आते हैं, मनसा से याद आते हैं.
By considering yourself to be a body, the bodily relationships are remembered through the words, through the mind.
कौन याद आते?
Who are remembered?
चाचा, मामा, गुरु, गुसाई सभी याद आ जाते.
The paternal uncle, the maternal uncle, the gurus and the saints, all are remembered.
ये भी कहते हैं आप मुए मर गई दुनिया.
He also says, आप मुए मर गई दुनिया.
अगर इन संबंधों से इनके देह अभिमान से खुद मर गए.
When you yourself die from these relationships and their body consciousness,
तो सारी दुनिया मर जाती.
Then the entire world dies.
बाप कहते हैं मैं तुमको मंत्र ही ऐसा देता हूँ.
द फादर सेज द वेरी मंत्र दैट आई गिव यू इज सच.
ऐसा मंत्र?
व्हाट काइंड ऑफ मंत्र इज इट?
जिसमें अपने को मारना है.
इन विच यू हैव टू किल योर सेल्फ फ्रॉम बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस.
दूसरे को मारने की बात नहीं.
इट इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ किलिंग समवन एल्स.
मंत्र ही ऐसा देता हूँ.
The very mantra that I give you is such.
अपन को आत्मा समझ से.
Considering yourself to be a soul, become bodiless, a shariri.
फिर उनका देह अभिमान समाप्त हो जाए.
So that your body consciousness is finished.
शरीर का भान छोड़ दो.
Leave the consciousness of the body.
यहाँ है देह अभिमान.
Here there is body consciousness.
और सब है आत्मा अभिमान.
एंड इन द गोल्डन एज देर इज सोल कॉन्शियसनेस.
और संगम पर तुम आत्मा अभिमानी भी बनते हो.
एंड इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज यू बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस.
और परमात्मा को जानने वाले भी बनते
हैं. एज वेल एज यू बिकम द वंस हु रिकॉग्नाइज द सुप्रीम सोल.
प्रतीक में क्या होगा?
व्हाट विल हैपन इन द गोल्डन एज?
परमात्मा को जानने वाले नहीं होंगे.
यू विल नॉट बी द वंस हु नो द सुप्रीम सोल.
तो यहाँ संगम युग पर तुम आस्तिक बनते.
Therefore, here in the confluence age, you become theists, that is आस्तिक.
आस्तिक उनको कहा जाता है जो परम पिता परमात्मा और उनकी रचना हो जाए।
दोज हू नो द सुप्रीम फादर सुप्रीम सोल एंड हिज क्रिएशन आर कॉल्ड थीस्ट।
का मतलब व्यक्तियों में देवताएं क्या हो गए?
इट मीन्स वॉट डिड द डीटीज बिकम इन द गोल्डन एज?
आत्मा को तो जानते हैं लेकिन परमात्मा को नहीं जानते, तो क्या हुए?
दे डू नो द सोल बट दे डोंट नो द सुप्रीम सोल, सो वॉट डिड दे बिकम?
उस हिसाब से तो देवताएं नास्तिक हो गए।
From that point of view, the deities became atheists, that is, Nastic.
Nastic Kaliyug mein hote hain aur na Satyug mein.
The theists exist neither in the Iron Age nor in the Golden Age.
Sangam par hi hote hain.
They exist only in the Confluence Age.
Jo Satyug Treta ke liye Astik ban.
The ones who, after becoming theists, for becoming worthy of going to the Golden and Silver Ages,
baap se barsa paaye. फिर सत्युग में राज करते
एंड आफ्टर रिसीविंग द इनहेरिटेंस फ्रॉम द फादर रूल इन द गोल्डन एज।
यहाँ आस्तिक और नास्तिक की बात चलती।
द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ थीस्ट एंड एथिस्ट इज कंसिडर्ड हियर।
कहाँ?
वेयर?
संगम युग पर।
इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज।
वहाँ नहीं चलती।
इट इज नॉट कंसिडर्ड ओवर देयर।
आस्तिक ब्राह्मण बनते हैं जो पहले नास्तिक थे।
दोज ब्राह्मिन्स who were atheists before become theists.
कौन बनते हैं आस्तिक?
Who become theists?
ब्राह्मण कौन से युग में होते हैं?
Brahmins. In which age do the Brahmins exist?
संगम युग में।
In the confluence age.
संगम युग में ब्राह्मण जब पहले बनते हैं तो वो पहले नास्तिक होते हैं।
In the confluence age, are they atheists when they become Brahmins at the beginning?
Yes.
हाउ?
ब्रह्मा को पहचानेंगे, ब्रह्मा मुख से ज्ञान लेंगे, तभी तो ब्राह्मण बनेंगे।
दे विल बिकम ब्राह्मिन्स ओनली वेन दे रिकॉग्नाइज ब्रह्मा एंड टेक नॉलेज थ्रू द माउथ ऑफ ब्रह्मा।
नास्तिक क्यों हुए?
देन वाई आर दे एथिस्ट्स?
ब्रह्मा मुख से ही तो ज्ञान मिलता है, मैं आत्मा हूँ, बिंदु
हूँ। द नॉलेज इज रिसीव्ड थ्रू द माउथ ऑफ ब्रह्मा इटसेल्फ। आई एम अ सोल, अ पॉइंट।
परमात्मा बाप का ज्ञान मिलता है।
द नॉलेज ऑफ द सुप्रीम सोल फादर इज रिसीव्ड।
हाँ, ये जरूर है कि पहले सामान्य ज्ञान मिलता
है। यस, इट इज श्योर दैट एट फर्स्ट द ऑर्डिनरी नॉलेज इज रिसीव्ड।
मैं आत्मा ज्योति बिंदु हूँ, परमात्मा ज्योति का लिंग है।
आई अ सोल एम अ पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट। द सुप्रीम सोल इज अ लिंगम ऑब्लॉन्ग शेप ऑफ लाइट।
फिर बाद में क्या ज्ञान मिलता है?
Then what knowledge is received later?
मैं आत्मा बिंदु हूँ और परमात्मा ज्योति का लिंग नहीं।
I a soul am a point and the supreme soul is not a lingam of light.
क्या है? बिंदु।
What is he? He is a point.
लेकिन इतने से भी बात पूरी नहीं होती, क्योंकि बिंदु बिंदु तो सब आत्मा है।
But just this does not complete the subject. Because all the souls are points anyway.
Then?
Later on, more special knowledge is received.
कि वो peculiarity वाला बिंदु कौन सा है?
Which is the point with the peculiarity?
जो और कोई आत्मा और कोई बिंदु जो कार्य नहीं कर सकता।
That the task that no other soul, no other point can perform.
वो कार्य वो बिंदु आत्मा का। Supreme soul.
That point soul performs it. It is the supreme soul.
Ibrahim, Buddha, Sahitya, Guru Nanak, Vivekananda, koi bhi aisa kaam nahi karte.
Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak, Vivekanand, no one was able to perform such a task.
Unhone aakar ke sirf tashvi mein tod phod jo ho jati hai, tashvi toot jati hai makan. उस मकान को उन्होंने सिर्फ रिपेयर किया।
They came and just repaired the damage that had taken place in the world, the house-like world that was broken into pieces.
लेकिन नई सृष्टि नहीं बनाई।
But they didn't create the new world.
तो जो नई दुनिया बनाने का काम कोई भी नहीं करता, वो काम वो बिंदु आकर के करता है।
So that point comes and does the work of creating the new world, which no one else does?
कैसे चला जाता है?
Or does he simply go away?
कुछ करके जाता है, सब पूजा होती है, कैसे ही चला जाता है?
Is he worshipped when he does something before going, or does he simply go away?
पूजा होती है, उससे निराकार की.
That incorporeal one is worshipped.
देश विदेश में खुदाइयां हुई हैं.
Excavations have been made in the country and abroad.
उनसे पता चलता है पुराने समय से ही और अब तक भी.
From them we come to know that since the ancient times and even till now,
बहुत विस्तार से जितनी उसकी पूजा होती है उतनी और किसी की पूजा नहीं होती.
No one else is worshipped in such a widespread way as he is.
तो जरूर उसने कुछ बड़ा कार्य किया जो औरों ने नहीं किया.
So he certainly has done some great work which others didn't do.
तो पहले हम ब्राह्मण नास्तिक थे.
So at the beginning we Brahmins were atheists.
नास्तिक थे माने?
What does it mean by we were atheists?
बाप को और उसकी रचना को पूर्ण रूप से नहीं जानते.
We did not know the father and his creation in the complete form.
आंशिक रूप से जानते थे.
We knew them partly.
तो आंशिक रूप से कोई आस्तिक हो.
So if someone is a theist partly,
1% जानने वाला हो बाकी 99% न जानने वाला हुआ तो टोटली क्या हुआ?
He knows for 1% and he doesn't know the remaining 99%, then what is he in total?
Nothing.
He is an atheist.
इस हिसाब से कहा आस्तिक ब्राह्मण बनते हैं जो पहले नास्तिक थे.
From this point of view, it was said, those Brahmins who were atheists before become theists.
दुनियावी ब्राह्मणों की बात नहीं है.
It is not about the worldly Brahmins.
संगमी ब्राह्मणों की बात है.
It is about the confluence age Brahmins.
इस समय सारे ब्राह्मण नास्तिक.
At this time, the entire world is atheist.
परमात्मा का पूर्ण निश्चयात्मक बुद्धि से ज्ञान किसी को नहीं.
It means that no one has the complete knowledge of the supreme soul with a faithful intellect.
अगर निश्चयात्मक बुद्धि से पूरा ही ज्ञान हो तो अवस्थाएं ऊपर नीचे नहीं हो सकती.
If we have the complete knowledge with a faithful intellect, then the stage can't go up and down.
कोई भी बाप को और उसकी रचना को नहीं जानते.
No one knows the father and his creation.
झूठा अहंकार है क्या?
This is false arrogance. What?
कि हमने बाप को पूरा पूरा पहचान लिया.
That we have recognized the father completely.
बाप को पूरा पहचान ले गए.
If we recognize the father completely,
तो बाप के पूरे बढ़ते की अनुभूति हो जाए.
Then we will experience the full inheritance of the father.
निश्चय अटल हो जाए.
The faith will become unshakable.
कोई भी बाप को रचना को नहीं जानते.
No one knows the father and the creation.
सर्वव्यापी कैसे?
They say he is omnipresent.
जब अनिश्चय पैदा होता है तो पहला संशय कौन सा पैदा होता है?
When doubts arise, which doubt arises first?
पता नहीं इसमें है या नहीं.
Who knows whether he is in him or not?
संशय तो इसी बात का पैदा होता है आज से ही और अब तक भी ऐसा.
The doubt arises in this very topic from the beginning and even till now it is the same.
तो जब एक में नहीं है.
So when he is not present in one.
ये बुद्धि में से बात हो गई कि एक में व्यापी नहीं है.
If this topic goes away from the intellect, that he is not present in one, or he is not in him, then what will happen? Then certainly they will have to search all around. You children have something to do with the one unlimited father. The entire world is atheist.
लेकिन तुम बच्चों का एक बाप से काम है.
बट यू चिल्ड्रन हैव समथिंग टू डू विद द वन फादर.
उनकी कीमत मिलती है अपना तकदीर के लिए तदबीर बताते हैं।
यू रिसीव हिज श्रीमत और ही शोज द स्किल टू मेक योर फॉर्चून।
तरीका बताते, क्या तरीका बताया?
ही शोज यू द मेथड। विच मेथड डिड ही शो?
मामेकम याद करो।
रिमेम्बर मी अलोन। अनदर वन, डोंट रिमेम्बर एनी वन एल्स।
अगर दूसरा कोई याद आता है,
इफ यू रिमेम्बर समवन एल्स,
किसी दूसरे में श्रद्धा विश्वास भावना बैठती है।
इफ योर फेथ ट्रस्ट एंड फीलिंग्स सेट्स इन समवन एल्स
और एक से उपजती है
एंड इट इज अप्रूटेड फ्रॉम द वन,
इसका मतलब अभी रचयिता का ज्ञान नहीं हुआ।
इट मीन्स दैट यू हैवंट रिसीव द नॉलेज अबाउट द क्रिएटर नाउ।
पूरे राज ना आस्तिक हम नहीं बने।
वी हैवंट बिकम कम्प्लीट थीस्ट।
कहते हैं बाप बच्चे देह कहते हैं देह का सभी भाग छोड़।
द फादर सेज चिल्ड्रन लीव द एंटायर कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द बॉडी अलोंग विद द बॉडी।
इसको भी याद न करो।
डोंट रिमेम्बर एनी बॉडी।
अपन को आत्मा समझ परम पिता परमात्मा को याद करो।
कंसिडर योर सेल्फ टू बी अ सोल एंड रिमेम्बर द सुप्रीम फादर सुप्रीम सोल।
इसको महामंत्र कहा जाता है जिससे तुम्हारी तकदीर बनती है।
दिस इज कॉल्ड द ग्रेट मंत्रा थ्रू विच योर स्किल इज क्रिएटेड।
इस तकदीर से तुम तकदीर बनाते।
द मैनर थ्रू विच यू मेक योर फॉर्चून।
उनको सुराजी का तिलक मिलता है 21 जन्मों के लिए।
यू रिसीव द तिलक ऑफ सेल्फ रूल फॉर 21 बर्थ्स। तिलक अ मार्क अप्लाइड ऑन द फोरहेड।
वो है प्रारब्ध।
दिस इज द प्रारब्ध द डेस्टिनी अकॉर्डिंग टू द डीड्स।
इस जन्म के लिए जो कुछ मिले वो कोई असली प्रारब्ध नहीं है।
वॉट एवर इज रिसीव फॉर 20 बर्थ्स इज नॉट द रियल प्रारब्ध।
असली प्रारब्ध कौन सी है?
विच वन इज द रियल प्रारब्ध?
21 जन्मों के लिए तुमको तिलक मिले।
इट इज द तिलक विच यू रिसीव फॉर 21 बर्थ्स।
गीता है नर से नारायण बनने की।
द स्क्रिप्चर गीता इंडीड इज टू बिकम नारायण फ्रॉम अ मैन दैट इज नर।
गीता में लक्ष्य क्या है? कोई छोटा मोटा लक्ष्य नहीं है।
वॉट इज द एम इन द गीता? इट इज नॉट एनी माइनर एम।
सबसे ऊंचा लक्ष्य परमात्मा आकर के देते
हैं। द सुप्रीम सोल कम्स एंड गिव्स द हाईएस्ट एम।
लक्ष्य ऊंचा होगा तो लक्ष्य भी ऊंचे होंगे।
इफ द एम इज हाई देन द फीचर्स विल बी हाई टू।
नर से नारायण बनने की, मनुष्य से देवता बनने की इच्छा गीता देती।
द गीता गिव्स द टीचिंग टू बिकम नारायण फ्रॉम अ मैन टू बिकम अ डीटी from a human being।
बच्चे जानते हो ये दुनिया बदल रही है।
You children know that this world is changing।
नई दुनिया के लिए हम तकदीर बनाने आए।
We have come to create the fortune for the new world।
ये तो मृत्यु लोक।
This is indeed the world of death, मृत्यु लोक।
यहाँ मनुष्यों की तकदीर देखो कैसी।
See what the fortune of human beings here is like।
Iska naam hi hai dukhdam।
Its very name is the abode of sorrow।
Ye kisne kaha? Atma ne kaha?
Who said this? The soul said it।
Ab atma humani bane hain।
Now you have become soul conscious।
Atma kehti hai ye dukhdam hai।
The soul says this is the abode of sorrow।
Hamara param dham hua hai jahan baba rehte hain।
Our supreme abode is the place where Baba resides।
Hamara unche ka uncha ghar kaun sa hai?
Which is our highest on high house?
Jis stage mein Baba rehte hain wohi hamara ghar hai।
The very stage in which Baba remains is our house।
Aur humko bhi us ghar mein us stage mein pahunchna hai।
And we too have to reach that house, that stage।
Ab Baba dhyan sunate hain aur phir takdeer banate hain।
Now Baba narrates knowledge and then creates the fortune।
Baba ek hi mahamantra dete hain ki mujhe yaad karo।
Baba gives just one great mantra, remember me।
To jab unke unke sarkar ko yaad karenge to hum bhi kahan pahunch jayenge।
If we remember the highest on high performer, Kartar, where will we reach as well?
Usi stage mein pahunch jayenge.
We will reach the same highest stage.
Par koi bhi dehdari se suno.
It doesn't matter if you listen from any bodily being.
Sunne ke liye mana nahi hai.
You are not forbidden from listening.
Parantu yaad phir bhi videhi ko.
But anyway, remember the bodiless, videhi, that is the eternal soul, God.
Suno to sab ki baat.
Do listen to everyone's words.
Lekin ekati mein sirf ek videhi baap.
But let there be only the one bodiless father, videhi baap, in your remembrance.
Videhi mana?
What does videhi mean?
Jo deh nahi.
It means the one who doesn't have a body.
Aisa kaun sa hai jisko deh nahi?
Who is such one who doesn't have body?
Brahma ke tan mein aaya hua hai, to Brahma ko bhi deh hai.
He came in the body of Brahma, so Brahma too had a body. Then
deh ka abhimana nahi.
Someone said he doesn't have body consciousness. He doesn't have the consciousness of the body.
Brahma hai, badi amma hai, to amma ko to deh abhimana hota hai.
When he is Brahma, when he is the senior mother, a mother, amma, does have body consciousness.
Baap to nirakari bataya hai aur amma to sakari batayi.
The father has been said to be incorporeal and the mother is said to be corporeal.
Then usme jo act karne wali atma hai, supreme soul.
The soul who acts in him, the supreme soul,
zarur nashto moha ka paat badalne wali,
is certainly the one to play the part of nashto moha, conqueror of attachment.
Usko kahenge deh aur deh ke sambandh se pare.
It will be called being beyond the body and the relationships of the body, bodiless, videhi. We will certainly have to listen through the bodily being. Who is the one who narrates? From whom will we have to listen? We will certainly have to listen through the bodily being, because we ourselves are bodily beings. Therefore, the medium who narrates will also be a bodily being himself. Why this compulsion? When the bodiless one has come, let him narrate. But the bodiless one doesn't have his own mouth.
Brahma Kumar Kumariya, mukh se hi hum patiton ko sunayegi. Ki pati ka paavan ko yaad karo.
The Brahma Kumar Kumaris will indeed say through their mouth to us impure ones, remember the purifier of the sinful ones.
Tumhare sir par jo vikarm ka bojha hai, wo yaad ke bal se bas kar.
You have to burn into ashes the burden of the opposite actions, vikarm, on your head through the power of remembrance.
Nirogi banna.
You have to become free from diseases.
Koi sunne sunane ke bal se ye paap karmon ka bojha nahi bhasma hoga.
This burden of the sinful actions will not be burnt into ashes through the power of listening and narrating.
Sunne se kaam tak baat mein aao aur baat mein dusron ko lao.
So that you start speaking and make the others speak from the morning till the evening. How will it be burnt into ashes? Through the power of remembrance. You have to become free from diseases. You children are sitting face to face with the father. You know that Baba has come to create the fortune and he shows a very simple path. You say, Baba, we forget the remembrance.
Are, tumko sharm nahi aata?
The father says, Are, don't you feel ashamed?
You kehte ho yaad bhul jati hai.
That you say we forget to remember?
Ka matlab baap ki yaad bhul jati hai to zarur.
It means that if you forget to remember the father, then certainly, certainly what is it? You certainly remember someone else.
अरे बाप नहीं याद आएगा तो जरूर कोई और याद आता है.
अरे if you don't remember the father, then certainly you remember someone else.
गटर में गिर पड़ता हूँ.
I fall into the gutter.
कहते हैं बाबा याद भूल जाती है और गटर में गिर पड़ता हूँ.
You say, Baba, I forget to remember and I fall into the gutter.
तो बाप नहीं लगता.
Then the father totally neglects them, saying,
"Your papa aaya hua hai, tumko le jaane ke liye, aur tum niche gir jaate ho."
The father has come to take you up, and you fall down.
Gutter mein girte girte tumhara kaala muh ho gaya.
While falling down into the gutter, your face has become black. Kaala muh hona, that is to be disgraced.
शास्त्रों में नाम ही बंद करते हैं लिख दिया.
They have written the very name as the army of monkeys in the scriptures.
कैसा बंदर?
What kind of monkey?
काले मुंह वाले.
Black faced ones.
बाबा कहते हैं तुमको बंदर नायक बनाने आया हुआ.
बाबा says, I have come to make you worthy of being in the temples.
तुम जानते हो भारत शिवालय.
You know that Bharat was Shivalai, that is the house of Shiv. What was it?
Shiva ka alay.
The alay of Shiv.
Aur ban gaya kya?
And what did it become?
Alay mein ghar.
Alay means house.
Shiva ka ghar tha.
It was the house of Shiv.
Shivalay mein kya hota hai?
What is there in the Shivalay?
Ek shivling ke beech mein rakha hua hai mera kaya ka prateek.
One Shivlingam is placed in the middle as a symbol of the incorporeal one. All the deities are shown sitting around it. Whom are they all adoring? The one father. So, that is the Shivalay.
सब का एकाग्रचित्त होकर के जी का केंद्रीकरण दृष्टि का केंद्रीकरण कहाँ है?
Everyone's mind being concentrated, what are their intellects and eyes focused on?
एक ही तरफ, तो वो हुआ शिवालय.
It is towards the one, so that is the Shivalay.
और जब अनेकों की तरफ बुद्धि भटक रही हो तो क्या हो गया?
And what is it when the intellect is wandering towards many? It is a brothel, Vaishyalay.
मन बुद्धि में जब विचार पैदा होगा.
When adulteration is produced in the mind and intellect,
मन से संकल्प का बीज पड़ गया, तो वाचा भी ऐसी ही चली.
When the seed of thought has been sown through the mind, then the words too will come out like this.
और जब वाचा में ऐसी बातें आएंगी, तो धीरे-धीरे कर्मण में भी
And when such words emerge in the speech, then gradually the organs will start becoming adulterated in the actions as well. So, I have come to make you worthy of being in the temples. You know that Bharat was a Shivalay before. We used to rule in it.
Yeah.
What?
Shivalay mein hum raj karte the.
We used to rule in the Shivalay.
Shivalay mein to pujari jo pradhan pujari hoga wo raj karega.
In a Shivalay, the worshipper, the main worshipper, will rule.
Hamara raj kaise chalega?
How will our rule take place?
Shivalay hota hai, usme raj kaun karta hai?
Who rules in the Shivalay?
जो मुखिया पुजारी होता है वो उसमें राज्य करता है.
The one who is the main worshipper rules in it.
तो वो तो हुआ जड़ शिवालय.
Now that is the non-living Shivalay.
तो जरूर जड़ शिवालय की बात नहीं है.
Then certainly it is not a question of the non-living Shivalay.
हम राज्य कौन से शिवालय में करते थे?
In which Shivalay did we used to rule?
Chaitanya Shivalay.
There was a living Shivalay. When the very world of the confluence age Brahmins is complete, when the complete gathering is formed, and the mala, that is rosary, becomes ready, then there will certainly be someone to rule in it. So who will rule in it? Who will rule in the confluence age? Array, God is there in the confluence age, but God certainly doesn't rule. God, that is Ishwar, indeed says, I come to give you the kingdom. I certainly don't rule. Someone said something. Yes, it is the confluence age Narayan who are called Lakshmi and Narayan. They themselves become the masters of the world. He is called Har Har Mahadev Shambho Kashi Vishwanath Gange. That is, verses praising Lord Shiva in the path of bhakti. You know that Bharat was a Shivalay before. We used to rule in it. What does we mean? It means that there wasn't only one. At least there are two for sure. What? We used to rule. Then we are worshipped in the non-living temples. Whom have we been worshipping? When we used to rule, whom have we been worshipping in the non-living temples? Lakshmi and Narayan. Where have Lakshmi and Narayan entered into the temple of Shiva Baba? He is telling a lie. Are there Lakshmi and Narayan in the temple of Shiv Baba anywhere? In the temple of Shiv Baba, there will be just Shiv. There will be the Shiv Lingam. Where did Lakshmi and Narayan come there? Then why has Baba said, you know that Bharat was Shivalay, we used to rule in it, and then our non-living temples were built. A temple means a memorial. So we used to rule in the Shivalay. The Shivalay means the temple of Shiv, the house of Shiv. It is all right if it is the living one. Then later, in the copper age, its non-living temples were built. So, our worship used to take place in non-living temples. Worship started from the copper age, did it not? So, the non-living temples were built. Then how did our worship take place? A student is saying something. How? They go to the Shivalay to worship Shiv. They will go to the non-living Shivalay to worship the non-living Shiv, the non-living Lingam. And in the living Shivalay, the living Shiv will be remembered somewhere. He will be given special importance. So in what way is it us? Someone said something. Yes, also in the temple of Shiv, the path of household, pravritti, has been shown. There isn't one. There are two over there as well. In the temples of Shivlingam, the female form as well as the male form has been shown. The Jaladhari, that is the cup in which the Shivlingam is placed, is the form of a female. How do we differentiate between a female and a male? Is there any special feature? Do they have a longer ear or a longer nose? There is certainly a difference between the bodies of the female and the male. So that difference is shown in the temple. Both the forms have been shown. The Shivlingam as well as the Jaladhari have been shown. Whose support has Shivlingam taken? Of the Jaladhari. Jaladhari means the one, female, who assimilates the water of knowledge. So, the one who assimilates the water of knowledge will certainly take the world across as well. So, what name was she given? Parvati. Vati means Vali, the one. Par means the one who takes the others across the river of vices. So, Bharat was a Shivalay. We used to rule in it. Then they go to worship us in the non-living temples. We ourselves were deities. It means that in the living temple, in the Shivalay,
Brahma or Prajapita, ye pradhan pujari ho gaye.
Brahma and Prajapita became the main worshippers.
Puja ki to baat hi nahi.
There is no question of worship at all.
Puja ka matlab kahan hota hai?
What does worship mean? Where does it take place?
To bhakti kaal mein hota hai.
It certainly takes place on the path of religious devotion.
Yahan kya hota hai? Yahan to hai ya.
What takes place here? Here there is remembrance.
To bhi se yaad karne wali wo atma ho gayi.
So they became the souls who do special remembrance.
Unko jitna shraddha vishwas jiske parmatma ke swaroop par hota hai utna aur kisi ko nahi ho sakta.
No one else can have as much faith, trust and determination for the form of the supreme soul as they have.
So hum jo devata the ye bhool gaye.
So we forgot that we ourselves were deities.
Hamare mamma baba bhi devi devata the.
Your mamma and baba were deities too. Not only you were deities. Your mamma and baba were deities too. You became devilish worshippers from worshipworthy deities. This knowledge is in the intellect. It has been shown mainly in the picture of the tree as well. First of all, in the foundation, there is the ancient deity religion, Adi Sanatan Devi Devata Dharma. Now it doesn't exist. 5,000 years ago, there was the golden age. Now it is the iron age. Certainly, the golden age has to come after the iron age. you keep on proclaiming with the beat of the drum.
Raega.
Proclaiming what? That now the golden age is going to come. The tree will not grow quickly. The golden age will not come at once. Because the tree does grow slowly. The obstacles keep increasing. Now and again, you entangle yourself in the name and form of someone. The father says, don't be entangled in anything. It doesn't matter if you stay in the household, but remember the father and remain pure. God speaks. Bhagwan Uvach. Uvach means God speaks. What does he say? He says, lust is the greatest enemy. The God of the Gita said it earlier too. What did he say in the Gita? The memorial of the confluence age has been written. Who is the greatest enemy? Lust is your enemy. He said, O Arjun, first of all gain victory over it. Side B. God said, lust is your enemy. O Arjun, gain victory over it first. These Duryodhan, Dushyasan are not the enemies. Who is the enemy? Lust and anger. Then the father says again, certainly lust. The father said, lust is the greatest enemy. He didn't run away by saying just this. But what part does he play after that of Karanhar, that is, the one who does the work himself? He also plays the part of Karavanhar, that is, the one who has the work done by others. So, when God said this, then he certainly will have made you gain victory over lust. Or, did he go away just after saying this? One is the kingdom of Ravan and the other is the kingdom of Ram. When? Is it in the golden, the silver and the copper ages? No. When do we receive the knowledge of them? In the confluence age. The kingdom of Ram is day and the kingdom of Ravan is night. Both are kingdoms. But in the kingdom of Ravan, the darkness of ignorance is spread. Everyone is an atheist, Nastik. No one knows the father and his creation. The father says, now this kingdom of Ravan has to end. What? The kingdom of those with doubtful intellects has to come to an end. If we have a doubtful intellect and then a faithful intellect, if we were born and then died, this becomes the world of death. This world of death has to end now. What has to happen now? Now it has to become the land of the immortal ones. Where all the children of the Father, the Lord of Immortality, Amarnath, will have a faithful intellect, will be the immortal children living in the world of immortality. They will not be the ones to remain in the swing of faith and doubt. The preparations are taking place now for this indeed. What for? For the kingdom of Ravan to be finished off. After teaching, Baba will go away, then you need the kingdom. Until the study is completed, the fight will not be completed. And if the fight doesn't take place, then there won't be kingship either. After teaching you, Baba will go away, then you need the kingdom. So, the thing that you need, will you receive the position just from what you have studied? After the study, you also have to undergo training. Then, to pass through the Mahabharat Graha Yudh, the massive civil war of Mahabharat, what is it? What does it mean? It is the training. You will not rule over this earth. On which earth will you rule? When you are becoming deities, certainly, which earth will it be? This earth, water, air, fire, ether, which are visible now and are tamo pradhan, that is dominated by the quality of darkness or ignorance. They will not be the ones in the tamopradhan stage. You will come to Bharat indeed. But the world will transform to become the golden age from the iron age. Certainly, we are becoming elevated now. Many children write, Baba, many storms come. We fall into the gutter. The father says, you forget the father. When do you fall into the gutter? If you think, this is my sister, we have become the children of the father, now we both are brothers. We have become the children of the Supreme Soul Father. We have written and submitted the letter of faith, Nischay Patra. To whom? To the Supreme Soul Father. We have written and submitted it. What face will we show to the world? Therefore, if you keep the Father in mind, because you have written and submitted it, then you will not fall into the gutter. Child, your father has come. What does he say in the Murlis? He says, child, your father has come. What is the meaning? Why didn't he say, your mother has come? Why does he say this? Child, your father has come. What does it mean? द मदर इज द वन फुल ऑफ लव।
बच्चा गलती भी करेगा तो भी प्यार से रखेगी।
इवन इफ द चाइल्ड मेक्स अ मिस्टेक शी विल कीप हिम लविंगली।
और बाप क्या करेगा?
एंड व्हाट विल द फादर डू?
बाप तो अगर भाई बहन में कोई नाजायज काम देखेगा।
इफ द फादर नोटिसेस एन अनलॉफुल एक्ट बिटवीन द ब्रदर एंड द सिस्टर,
झाड़ मारेगा।
ही विल स्कोल्ड देम।
हम कहीं पढ़ नहीं।
दे विल बी वेरी फ्राइटेंड।
छोड़ेगा नहीं।
ही विल नॉट लीव देम अलोन।
तो मतलब क्या हुआ?
सो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग?
तुम बाप को भूल जाते हो कि बाप है क्या और क्या आगे पार्ट बनाने वाला है।
यू फॉरगेट द फादर व्हाट द फादर इज एंड व्हाट पार्ट ही इज गोइंग टू प्ले इन द फ्यूचर।
क्या?
व्हाट? What does it mean?
बाप को भूल गए तो क्या बन गए? नास्तिक बन गए।
What did you become if you forgot the father? You became atheist.
Atheist लोग गॉडफादर को मानते हैं क्या? नहीं मानते।
Do the Russians believe in God the father? They don't believe in him.
तो जब नहीं मानते हैं तो भुला वहाँ क्या चल रहा है?
So when they don't believe in him, what's going on there openly?
कोई बहन नहीं, कोई
भाई नहीं। No one is a sister, no one is a brother over there.
बच्चा पैदा हुआ, बच्ची पैदा हुई।
When a son is born or a daughter is born,
क्या करके हॉस्पिटल में डाल दिया?
They go and put them in a hospital.
थोड़ा बड़ा हुआ, हॉस्टल में डाल दिया।
When he grows up a little more, they put him in a hostel.
और बड़ा हुआ, ट्रेनिंग स्कूल में डाल दिया।
When he grows up some more, they send him to a training school. Later on, as he was already the nation's wealth, he becomes involved in the nation's work. The mother and the father do not know even this much, which one is my son, which one is my daughter. Therefore, when they don't know this at all, then they didn't come to know about the brother and the sister either. The daughter didn't come to know her father. Then what will happen? The life of the human beings becomes the same as that of the animals. The animals don't recognize their brothers and sisters. The animals don't have the memory of these relationships. The human beings become worse than animals. Thus, they became completely atheists. You fall into the gutter because you forget the father. You don't follow the directions of the father. You receive the direction of the most elevated father. What? It sits in your intellect. He, the father, himself is corrupt. If you want to see the most corrupt in the world, so what appears in your intellect? The doubt sets in. What will happen when you develop doubt? Then you will certainly fall into vices. Children, you have to become Shreshthachari, meaning those who act with the elevated organs. Don't become Bhrashtachari, meaning those who act with the corrupted organs. What do you have to become? You have to become those who act through the elevated organs. You should not become the ones who act through the corrupt organs.
तुमको पढ़ाने वाला एक है।
ओनली द वन टीचर्स यू।
दूसरा पढ़ाने वाला नहीं है।
देयर इज नो अदर टीचर।
वो कहते हैं माँ एकम याद करो।
ही सेज रिमेम्बर मी अलोन।
क्या?
व्हाट वाज सेड?
तो तुम समझ लो कि शंकर भी पढ़ाने वाला है तो शिव बाबा भी पढ़ाने वाला है।
Or else, you may think that Shankar is the teacher as well as Shiv Baba is the teacher.
दोनों पढ़ाने वाले हैं क्या?
Are both of them teachers?
Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar पढ़ाई पढ़ाने वाले हैं क्या?
Are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar teachers?
भ्रष्टाचारी मत बनो।
Don't become भ्रष्टाचारी।
तुमको पढ़ाने वाला एक है।
Only the one teaches you.
वो कहते हैं माँ में एकम याद करो।
He says, remember me alone.
इनके रथ को भी याद न करो।
Don't remember even the chariot of this one.
क्या था?
What was said?
इनके रथ को भी याद न करो।
This one. Don't remember even the chariot of this one.
रथी और रथवान।
रथी and रथवान।
रथी कौन?
Who is the रथी? It isn't the body.
Rath mana chariot.
The rath, that is chariot, means the body.
Rathi mana rath mein baithne wala, atma.
Rathi means the one who sits in the chariot, meaning the soul.
Aur rathvan.
And rathvan.
Aur rathvan man.
And what does rathvan mean?
Rath wala. Rath ki bagdol jiske haath mein hai.
It means Rathwala, the one who has the control of the chariot in his hands. And as for the rest, it is not at all about horses, carriages and so on. What is it about? Is knowledge narrated while sitting in a horse carriage? It is not about the physical horse carriage. It is such nonsense. From where will the horse carriage come for Krishna? As if there was nothing else. Today, they travel by aeroplane. When in today's Iron Age world alone, they travel by plane, Krishna belongs to the advanced world. Where is the need of a horse carriage for him? There is full force of science in today's world itself. The pomp of Maya is in full force. People do a lot of welcoming at this time. The Prime Minister of such and such place came, he received regard and after 15 days he is dismissed. Today they made him rise so high and tomorrow they put him down. Troubles have come upon the kings as well. Today they become king and tomorrow there is military rule. They shoot with bullets. They are in constant fear. You receive such easy knowledge. You have such dignity. A student says, pride. Yes, you have so much pride.
रोग में हो, स्वाभिमान में हो.
You have dignity. You have self-respect.
तुम्हारी तो बॉडी भी नहीं खर्चो.
Not even a penny of yours is spent.
उन बादशाहों को तो इतना डर रहता है.
Those kings have so much fear. Our kingship may be finished.
कहीं हमको कोई गोली से न मार दे.
समवन में शूट अस विद अ बुलेट.
और तुम तो हो गुप्त पांडव.
एंड यू आर द सीक्रेट पांडव.
तुमको कोई पहचानता ही नहीं.
नो वन रिकॉग्नाइजेस यू एट ऑल.
और तुम जानते हो कि हम विश्व के मालिक बनने वाले.
एंड यू नो वी आर गोइंग टू बिकम द मास्टर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड.
कितने रोग में हो कोई भी नहीं जानते.
यू हैव सो मच डिग्निटी. नो वन नोज यू.
पौड़ी का भी खर्च नहीं.
नॉट इवन अ पेनी ऑफ योर्स इज स्पेंट.
अभी तुम ट्रस्टी बनाते.
नाउ यू मेक बाबा अ ट्रस्टी.
बाबा ये सभी कुछ आपका.
बाबा ऑल दिस इज योर्स.
बाबा कहते हैं अच्छा तुम भी ट्रस्टी हो गए हो.
बाबा सेज ऑल राइट यू टू रिमेन एज अ ट्रस्टी.
तुम किसको ट्रस्टी बनाते हो.
होम डू यू मेक अ ट्रस्टी.
बाबा को ट्रस्टी बनाते.
यू मेक बाबा अ ट्रस्टी.
कहते हो बाबा ये सभी कुछ आपका.
यू से बाबा ऑल दिस इज योर्स.
बाबा कहते हैं अच्छा तुम भी ट्रस्टी हो गए.
बाबा सेज ऑल राइट यू टू रिमेन एज ट्रस्टीज.
तुम कहते हो ये सभी कुछ आपका है.
यू से ऑल दिस इज योर्स.
तो ये सभी कुछ तुम अपने पास ही रखो. ट्रस्टी होकर के रहो.
बाबा सेज देन यू कीप ऑल दिस विद योरसेल्फ. रिमेन एज अ ट्रस्टी.
जैसे जैसे ट्रस्टी के आदेश मिले वैसे वैसे खर्चा.
स्पेंड इट अकॉर्डिंग टू ऑर्डर दैट यू रिसीव फ्रॉम द ट्रस्ट.
अगर अपना समझेंगे तो ये तुम्हारा सयान अब नहीं रहा.
इफ यू कंसिडर इट टू बी योर्स देन इट वॉन्ट बी योर इंटेलिजेंस.
सयान अपन नहीं रहा. बाल बुद्धि हो गई.
It isn't your intelligence anymore. It became your childlike intellect.
Srimat par chalna pade.
You will have to follow the Srimat.
Guru trusty banenge. Unko hi to milenge.
Only those who become trusty, he will meet them.
Tum garib ho, samajhte ho, garo par. Ye tikkat thokar baba ko de.
You are poor. You understand rightly. Let us give Baba all these stones and pebbles.
Baba first class rai dete hain bachchon ko.
Baba gives first class advice to the children.
Sambhal bhi karni hai. Bhai ki.
You have to take care as well. Of what?
Bhai ki sambhal karni.
What do you have to take care of?
Baba ne jab trustee banaya diya.
When Baba has made you a trustee.
To jiska trustee banaya diya jis cheez ka.
You should not breach the trust for the goods which you have been made a trustee of. You have to take care of it. Suppose someone gave something made of gold or silver to us, saying, take care of my things.
उसको कोई बेच थोड़ी सकते अपने काम में थोड़ी लगा सकते.
देन वी कैनॉट डिस्ट्रॉय इट. वी कैनॉट सेल इट. वी कैनॉट यूज इट फॉर आवर वर्क.
ऐसे ही बाबा ने हमको ट्रस्टी बनाया. तुम ट्रस्टी होकर के रहो. रखो.
इन द सेम वे बाबा मेड अस ट्रस्टीज. सो रिमेन एज अ ट्रस्टी. कीप इट एज अ ट्रस्टी.
बच्चों को संभाल भी करनी है.
द चिल्ड्रन ऑल्सो हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ द थिंग्स.
ट्रस्टी बनाया है तो जिस चीज का ट्रस्टी बनाया जाता है उसकी संभाल करनी पड़ती है.
When you have been made a trustee, then you have to take care of the goods of which you have been made a trustee.
इस समय तुमको ज्ञान मिलता है जिससे तुम्हारा भविष्य सुधरे.
At this time, you receive knowledge through which your future will improve.
ऐसे नहीं. ये तो बाबा का हो गया. अब हमारा इससे क्या लगाओ.
It is not so. This belongs to Baba. Now we have nothing to do with it. And you leave it and go away. No. Baba gives first class advice. You will become the king of kings. then it is also the father's duty to give advice to the children.
आपको याद कर?
Remember the father.
उनको साथ पढ़ना चाहिए. इसको गटर से गिरने से बचाना है.
You should have pity. You have to save someone from falling into the gutter.
वो तो बच्चा बच्चा नहीं रहता.
Then the child doesn't remain a child. You have to act very tactfully. There are names like Surpanakha, Putna as well.
Ajamil, Duryodhan, ye sabhi naam aa bhi ke.
The names like Ajamil, Duryodhan are of the present time.
Okay.
Of when?
Jangamil.
Of the confluence age.
Ye kali ki duniya ke naam nahi hai.
These are not the names of the Iron Age. The Iron Age world didn't recognize the father at all. All the stories that there are in the scriptures, all the fights that have been shown, is it the fight with worldly people? No. The Brahmin world itself is full of Duryodhan, Dushasan, Kansi, Charasindhi, Surpanakhas and Putanas, villainous characters in the Hindu mythology. All these names belong to the present confluence age. Third page.
Abhi ki scene.
The present scenes will repeat after a cycle again. Now the father comes face to face and gives knowledge. The father has come now and is giving the knowledge of everything. He makes the human beings attain the position of deities. You have come to take the inheritance from the father.
5,000 years पहले भी महाभारत लड़ाई हुई थी.
The Mahabhari Mahabharat war took place 5,000 years ago too.
वो इनसे ताल्लुक रखती है.
It is connected with these ones. इनसे.
इनसे. इनसे ताल्लुक रखती है.
With whom? With whom does it have a connection?
नाम महाभारी महाभारत लड़ाई क्यों रखा गया?
Why was it named the Mahabhari Mahabharat war? That is the massive civil war of Mahabharat.
महाभारत क्यों कहा गया?
Why was it called Mahabharat?
क्योंकि भारत से ही लड़ाई शुरू होती.
It is because the fight starts from Bharat itself.
Yeah.
What?
Bharat is the nimitta banta.
Bharat itself becomes an instrument for this.
Bharat Mata kaha jata hai.
It is called Bharat Mata, Mother India.
Shastron mein jo bhi ladaiyan dikhai gayi.
Whichever fights have been shown in the scriptures,
ladaiyon ka mool karan kaun sa dikhaya gaya?
What is shown to be the main cause of those fights?
इसके कारण लड़ाई हुई.
Due to whom did those fights take place?
रावण की लड़ाई किसके कारण हुई? सीता के कारण.
Who was the cause of the fight in the Ramayan? Sita.
महाभारत की लड़ाई किसके कारण हुई? द्रौपदी.
Who was the cause of the fight of the Mahabharat? द्रौपदी.
देवासुर संग्राम की लड़ाई किसके कारण हुई? लक्ष्मी.
Who was the cause of the fight between the deities and the devils? Lakshmi. So the fight of Mahabharat took place 5,000 years before too. It has a connection with these ones. Inse.
Connection.
Someone said something. The connection. The father sits face to face and explains nicely.
Yeah.
What?
ऐसे नहीं कहना कि हमको तो बताया ही नहीं.
Don't say he didn't tell us at all.
At अच्छी से समझाया मनुष्य देवता पद प्राप्त कराते हैं।
He explains nicely and makes human beings attain the position of deities.
तुम आए हो पाप से बदला लेने।
You have come to take the inheritance from the father.
काहे के लिए आए हो?
Why have you come?
पाप से बदला लेने।
To receive the inheritance from the father.
ब्रह्मा पंचगदम्बा ब्रह्मा कुमारी से बदला नहीं मिलना है।
You won't receive the inheritance from Brahma or Jagadamba or Brahma Kumari. From whom have you come to take the inheritance? From the father.
So फिर लगा हो जाए।
Otherwise, you will become attached.
Brahma में, या Jagadamba में, या कोई Brahma Kumari में.
To Brahma or to Jagadamba or to some Brahma Kumari.
ये खुद ही पाप से बरसा लेते हैं। कौन?
They themselves take the inheritance from the father. Who?
Brahma? Ya Jagadamba? Ya? Brahma Kumar Kumari.
Brahma or Jagadamba or the Brahma Kumar Kumaris.
Ye khud hi auron ko samjhate hain ki bhakt se varta lo.
They themselves explain to the others, take the inheritance from the father.
Tum bhi jagat pita ke bachche ho. Unse hi varta lete ho.
You two are the children of the world father. You take the inheritance from him alone.
सब बच्चों को अलग अलग कहते हैं बच्चे मुझे याद करो। माँ मैं कम याद करूँ।
The father says individually to every child, child remember me alone.
तुम फिर कहेंगे ये भाई बहन, बाबा कहते हैं मुझे याद करो।
Then you will say, O brothers and sisters, Baba says, remember me.
ये डायरेक्शन अभी मिलता है।
You receive this direction now.
ये डायरेक्शन का तीर लगता है। क्या?
This arrow of the direction hits you. What?
क्या तीर लगता है?
What arrow hits you?
मुझे याद करो।
Remember me.
ये तीर जैसा लगना चाहिए।
It should hit like an arrow.
बाप कहते हैं वर्षा तुमको मेरे से लेना है।
The father says, do you have to take the inheritance from me?
या भाई बहनों से लेना है।
Or do you have to take it from the brothers and the sisters?
कोई भी मित्र संबंधी आदि मर जाए।
Any friend, relative and so on might die.
तुमको वर्षा मेरे से लेना है।
But you have to take the inheritance from me.
या? होता क्या है?
What? What happens?
ज्ञान में कोई अच्छा चलने वाला जिसके ऊपर बहुत सत्ता बैठ जाती है मर जाता है। दूसरे भिखारी भिखारी वो भी मर जाता है।
When someone who follows the knowledge nicely dies, then the one who had a lot of faith on him also dies after him.
तो ऐसे नहीं। कोई भी मर जाए।
So it should not be like this. Let anyone die.
अच्छे अच्छे बच्चे मर गए।
Good children died.
उनके पीछे बहुत चले गए।
And many went after them.
तो ये भी अनिश्चय है।
These two will be called having a doubt.
अम्मा मरे तो हलवा खाओ।
अम्मा मरे तो हलवा खाओ। Eat a sweet dish even if the mother dies.
क्या बोला?
What was said?
चिंता नहीं।
Don't worry.
इसमें खुशी बहुत होनी चाहिए।
There should be lots of happiness in this.
अरे तकदीर बनाने आए हो।
अरे यू हैव कम टू मेक योर फॉर्चून।
जान जो बाबा हमारा स्वर्ग का मालिक।
यू नो दैट अवर बाबा इज द मास्टर ऑफ पैराडाइज।
व्हाट
डू यू नो?
बाबा हमारा स्वर्ग का मालिक है।
ही इज अवर बाबा द मास्टर ऑफ पैराडाइज।
मालिक कहाँ से होता है?
How does he become the master? He doesn't come to paradise at all. He certainly became Baba through the body which he entered. He became Baba through the one who became the instrument.
मालिक के रूप में मिलता।
Therefore, he himself receives the inheritance of paradise in the form of its mastership. Now the father makes you masters again. So, you have to imbibe those manners. You have to save yourself from the vices. We are becoming pure, free of vices, nirvikari. You have to understand the drama and the tree. There is no difficulty in it. It is the easiest thing. Nevertheless, you say, Baba, I made a mistake. It is certainly the easiest thing to become the son of the father, to become the daughter, to become brother and sister. But what do you say then? You say, Baba, I made a mistake. A ghost came in me. It means, I didn't do like this. The ghost did it. Baba says, remove these ghosts. What does he say? He says, now, remove these ghosts. There is not much time left. Are Baba's hands agitated, that is, eager to remove the ghosts immediately? Look at yourselves in the mirror of your heart. Have we become worthy of becoming Narayan from a man? How nicely the father sits and explains. Sweet, long lost and now found, lovely children, 100 times fortunate children. You have come to become 100 times fortunate, haven't you? Or have you come to become 100 times unfortunate? Now you are certainly unfortunate. The residents of Bharat were fortunate in the golden age. They were so wealthy. It is about Bharat itself. The father says, children, now consider yourself to be a soul. Because you have to come to me. What? You haven't come to me now. What? You have to come to me. So will it be considered that you have come to me when you sit on the shoulders? If you haven't come to me, then to whom have you come? The children have come to the father. Only then they are listening. You have to come to me. What is it about? Students are saying something. Yes. The very meaning of manmana bhav is to reach close even up to the thoughts. If even your thoughts are opposing, then you are not close to the father. You have to come to me. So, your final thoughts will lead you to the final destination, antamate sugati. If you haven't considered yourselves to be souls, then until you remove the covering of the body, you can't come to me. Some go on a journey by foot.
Bhagwan ki paas kya samajhte hain?
when they go to the pilgrimage to God, what do they think? They think we should go barefoot. Here, it is not a question of going barefoot. There is a covering of the shoe. You are wearing a shoe. Renounce that shoe through the intellect. You have to come to me, so your final thoughts will lead you to the final destination. And if you keep remembering the shoe, if you keep remembering only the body in the end as well, then what will happen? You will have to take a body conscious birth. You will be born through the womb. Now the play is complete. We are as good as gone. He also gives the solution. We will be liberated from all the sins and become noble souls. There was a world of noble souls, wasn't there? It is being established once again. The old world has to transform into a new world. He explains, Bharat was ancient. It was heaven. Heavenly God the Father created heaven. When did he come? He comes at this very time. It is called the time of coming of the benevolent Baba. Only you few children know this. The communities of Ravan are so big. What was said? Your community is small and you are few. And the communities of Ravan are very big. The people of the community of Ram are so few. Their number keeps increasing here. Where does their number go on increasing? Where do the people of the community of Ram keep expanding? Here. The children will keep coming to take the inheritance from the father again. Dear children, this is a drama as well. The arrangement is being made. For whatever happened until this time, past is past. That will be called the accurate drama. The father says, I am bound in the bondage of the drama as well. So past is past. The father says, I myself have to come to the impure world in order to purify it.
Yeah.
What?
Paramdham chhod. Yahan dekho kaise aata hu.
Look, how I come here, leaving the supreme abode.
Main kahan ka nivasi?
Of where am I the resident?
Unche se uncha kartar. Unche se unche dham ka vasi.
The highest and high performer, kartar, the resident of the highest of high abode.
Uncha tera naam, uncha tera kaam.
Highest is your name, highest is your task.
Uncha tera dham. Aur abhi aaya kahan hua?
Highest is your abode. And where has he come now?
Niche, patit duniya mein, patit tan mein.
He has come down to the impure world in the impure body. Look, how I come. Why do I come into such a body? Why do I come into such a dirty world? A student is saying something. Why did he step in this world of gutters? A student is saying something about purifying. To purify the sinful ones. The same as when someone drowns. Then what is done to lift up the one who has drowned? We ourselves have to go down. We have to take a dive. So look, how I come here, leaving the supreme abode. I leave the highest on high abode and come for the children. Otherwise, there is no need of coming. But the children have fallen down. The doctors will not run away from the disease of plague. I certainly will not run away from this gutter. Who will have to run away? Those who are patients, they will run away. Who will run away? The patients will run away from the disease of plague. The surgeons will certainly not run away, will they? He will have to come. Where does he have to come? In the impure world, into the impure bodies. They also sing, O purifier of the sinful ones, come. Come and liberate us from the five vices. Take us from the abode of sorrow to the abode of happiness.
God the Father is the liberator.
He is the liberator of everyone, and he also takes everyone back by becoming their guide. Then they come according to their capacity. When there are Suryavanshi, then there are only the Suryavanshi, that is, those belonging to the Sun dynasty. Later, when there are Chandravanshi, those belonging to the Moon dynasty, the Suryavanshi become the past. They will understand there was the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan before. Who will understand? Someone said, the Suryavanshi. Will the Suryavanshi understand? When the Suryavanshi have become the past, then whose kingdom will there be? Someone said, the Chandravanshis. There will be the kingdom of the Chandravanshi. So, they will understand that it was the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan before. And now, it is the kingdom of Ram Sita. Later, when the copper age starts, they become worshippers. It is praised as well. Deities go in the left path. In which path? In the left path, the opposite path. Vamang, the left part, means the opposite, that is left hand. What act is performed through the opposite hand? dirty deeds are performed through the opposite hand. People will do the act of cleaning through the left hand. And through the right hand, the acts of donation and charity. The cassette ends here.